Morning, Joe. How are you going?
Good morning, Sean. Good, thank you.
You received a message from Mike, who's got a Labrador. And I think what's happened is a rescue dog's come into the household and there's some problems going on. Is that right?
Yes. Mike shares his house with a flatmate and the flatmate's just rescued a dog, and Mike's dog and this new dog aren't getting along so well. So Mike's asked how could he bridge the gap. Now, this is not an uncommon problem that people have. And especially, although I don't want to label rescue dogs, we often feel sorry for rescue dogs. Because we think, oh, they must have had a hard life. Dogs are very much, they live in the now. So although, yes, they may have a past, it's important for us to deal with them day one in the now rather than, oh, you poor thing, what have you experienced in your life? Mike's dog was there first. So just like Mike, if he was there first, we need to respect the boundaries and the rules that Mike has already had with his dog. Now, some of the things you can do to kind of bridge the gap to build relationship with these two is I would get Mike and his flatmate to start going for walks together with the dogs on either side so that they're not coming together.
So a bit of socialising.
And also they can see that there is a natural divide. Mike and the Labrador, we're friends and you guys are friends, but also we can do stuff together. The other thing I'd make very sure of, if they're not getting along, we don't want them to have any kind of major confrontation, because once that starts, it's hard really to stop. So if Mike's out, again, the Labrador, it would be business as usual for me with the lab. He was there first, so let's honour that. I would not be bringing them together by themselves unsupervised at this point in time. I'd probably also use the leads for both dogs to have them inside the house as well, but respecting space. So dogs are very much like us with personal space. You know, while we're getting to know somebody, we're not sitting on top of them. So we keep the distance. We both keep on our leads. And so we're kind of teaching them how to be around one another without being too intense. Definitely, definitely never feed them together or leave food where they might have to compete for it.
So you can feed one at one part of the house and one another part of the house at the same time?
Absolutely. Yep. Or it might be that Mike's dog gets fed usual time in a usual place, but the other dog might have to wait until after and it might be a different spot.
But would that cause a problem if one's getting fed and the other's not?
Well, the rescue dog will most likely accept that the Labrador was there first. Okay. And what we don't want to do with Mike's dog is we don't want that dog to suddenly feel anxious because things have changed.
Okay.
The rescue dog has joined the home, so it's the rescue
dog that's
got to fit around
the rules of the household. Okay.
Exactly. So that would be another thing that I would do. And I would have very clear boundaries for the dogs. And over time, what they'll do is they'll become used to one another, and then slowly, surely, we should get some friendships. But as the rule of thumb, Mike, if they just can't get along and it's now been 3 months, you might need to look for a new flatmate.
It's going to be divorce, I think.
It's going to be divorce. If they can't get along, then maybe it's time to keep them separated for everybody's self-esteem.
Thanks, Joe. If you have a problem with your dog, you can drop Joe a line. Just go to goldcentralvictoria.com.au. You'll see the dog spot page. I'll catch up with you next Saturday morning.
Thanks, Sean. Have a good weekend.